Welcome to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today we're featuring teams from Berrien Springs and River Valley. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our program is brought to you from Signature Toyota, Hyundai, Mitsubishi, and proudly hosted each week in their Signature Community Room, along with True Blue Financial, brought to you by Luke Brown and Vicki Holt. Independent, uncomplicated, objective. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. And Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics by offering a $1,000 scholarship to one of our Academic Challenge seniors. So first, let meet the teams from Berrien Springs. Your name and what did you get for Valentine's Day?
My name's Colton, and I got a day off.
Ooh.
My name's Ricardo, and I just went to school.
My name's Matthew, and just a fun day with friends.
My name's Garrett, and I got nothing for Valentine's Day.
Let's go and get him a cookie.
Who's the captain tonight for Berrien Springs?
I will be.
Matthew, your coach, your coaches?
Virginia Shum, she was unable to attend tonight, but she's here in spirit.
So. Excellent. And from River Valley, your name, and what did you get for Valentine's Day?
My name is Eden, and I got to meet an old friend for Valentine's Day.
My name is Griffin, and I got myself for Valentine's Day.
Excellent.
My name is Josh, and I got a little Debbie's for Valentine's Day.
Hey.
My name is Brianna, and I just went to school.
And who's the captain tonight for River Valley?
I will be.
Griffin, your coach, your coaches?
Mrs. Goring.
All right. Well, remember, here's the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we're going to announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There's no consultation allowed except during the first and second, during the 60-second round at halftime. I forgot the rules. I'm going to be your school scorekeeper, and today Bill Klein will be asking the questions. Bill, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good. And what'd you get the missus for Valentine's Day?
Well, I got her some flowers. I got her some chocolate. I took her out to dinner, and she actually went with me, so it was all right.
Hey, if that works. I got lunch out of the deal and a
chocolate
bill from my Valentine's Day. So
I heard about that one.
Yeah. So, River Valley and Berrien Springs, are you ready to start Academic Challenge? Yay!
Your exuberance is overwhelming. Right.
Your time is going to start once Bill reads that first question.
For 5 points, the east coast of the United States was explored and settled primarily by which European nation?
Colton for Berrien Springs.
Spain.
Incorrect.
River Valley, a chance to steal. Griffin from River Valley.
France.
Incorrect. Country that we fought our Revolutionary War against, England. Multiple choice question for 10 points. Which was the second country to develop the atomic bomb? England, France, China?
Ricardo from Berrien Springs.
Soviet Union.
Incorrect. Soviet Union or Canada?
River Valley, a chance to steal. Griffin from River Valley.
England.
That is correct. For 10 points. For 5 points, name the two largest cities in South Carolina, both beginning with the letter C.
Matthew from Berrien Springs.
Charlottesville and Charleston.
Incorrect.
River Valley, a chance to steal. Griffin from River Valley.
Charleston and Connecticut.
incorrect. It's Charleston and Columbia, the capital. For 10 points, for which two posts was Richard Nixon defeated in 1960 and 1962?
Matthew from Berrien Springs.
President and Vice President.
Incorrect.
River Valley, a chance to steal. Time.
It was the United States presidency in 1960 and the governor of California in 1962. For 5 points, a gerund phrase can only function in what part of speech? Or as one part of speech. Let me say that again. A gerund phrase can only function as what part of speech?
Colton from Berrien Springs.
Present tense.
Incorrect.
River Valley. Chance to steal. Griffin from River Valley.
Past tense.
Incorrect. It's a noun. For 10 points, Thomas Seymour married which king's widow and later tried to marry his daughter?
Time.
Was Henry VIII. Married Jane Seymour. For 5 points, a leather classic with a sheepskin collar, once worn by naval aviators, what is this item of apparel called?
Garrett from Berrien Springs.
A jacket.
More explicit.
An aviator jacket.
Incorrect.
River Valley, chance to steal. Griffin from River Valley.
Leatherman's jacket.
Incorrect. It's a bomber jacket or a flight jacket. A math question for 10 points. A men's clothing company has calculated that its total revenue from the sale of X suits is 2X plus 50. Determine the number of suits the firm must sell so that its total revenues will be more than $70,000.
They asked all that?
Yeah.
Time.
It's 34,975.
Is anybody close?
I was getting there.
I don't know how you get there. For 5 points, the body of law governing navigation and overseas commerce is called what? Who hit the button?
I did.
Ricardo from Berrien Springs.
Legislative.
Incorrect.
Griffin from River Valley.
The executive.
Incorrect. It's maritime or admiralty law. For 5 points, the name of what element is derived from the Latin word for charcoal?
Garrett from Berrien Springs.
Carbon.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, the world's most prestigious piano competition is named after what composer?
Griffin from River Valley.
Bach.
Incorrect.
Golden from Berrien Springs.
Mozart.
Incorrect. Tchaikovsky. Multiple choice question for 10 points. Which nation was formerly known as New Holland? Brazil, Australia, Canada, Argentina, or the United States?
Matthew from Berrien Springs.
United States.
Incorrect.
Griffin from River Valley.
Australia.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, John Greenleaf Whittier was among the supporters of the Liberty Party, which was founded in 1840 to oppose what?
Matthew from Berrien Springs.
Slavery.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, name any three of the states where the Dust Bowl of the 1930s appeared.
Griffin from River Valley.
Kansas.
Name any three.
Kansas, Nebraska, and Oklahoma.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs, chance to steal. Colton from Berrien Springs.
Kansas, Nebraska, and Wyoming.
Incorrect. Kansas was correct. Oklahoma was correct. It was Texas, Colorado, and New Mexico. For 5 points, Rear Window, Dial M for Murder, Rebecca, and Psycho are among the motion pictures directed by what personality?
Colton.
Alfred Hitchcock.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, if you were placed without food, clothing, or water in a shadeless part of the Sahara on the morning of a hot day, you would lose more than 2 gallons of water before nightfall. How many days could you survive?
Griffin from River Valley.
3.
Incorrect.
Garrett from Berrien Springs.
7.
Incorrect. None. You would be dead by nightfall from dehydration and fever on the first day. For 10 points, what two bodies of water border the Caucasus on the west and east coast?
Matthew from Berrien Springs.
The Black Sea and Adriatic Sea.
Incorrect.
Griffin from River Valley.
The Mediterranean and the Red Sea.
Incorrect. The Black Sea and the Caspian Sea.
All right. Well, that's the end of the first half of today's academic challenge. We'll be back with a score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is River Valley 20, Berrien Springs 15. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points. And there'll be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. You're encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team could not answer. Berrien Springs, because you're trailing at the moment, you have first choice of these categories, which are verbs, Canada, PR. What do you choose, Colton? Or I'm Matthew.
We'll be going with Canada.
Canada it is. Is there a setup to
No, there
Canada?
Is not.
All right, so your 60 seconds will start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
What are the two official languages of Canada?
French. English and French.
Correct. Identify Canada's national anthem.
O Canada. O Canada.
Correct. Name Canada's largest city.
Toronto.
Correct. Name Canada's oldest city.
Montreal.
Incorrect. Champlain founded Quebec City in what century?
1700s.
Incorrect. Name the Major League Baseball team in Canada.
Toronto Blue Jays.
Correct. Give Canada's ranking among the largest countries in the world by area.
Second.
Correct. July 1st, the national holiday of Canada, is called what?
Independence Day.
Incorrect. In which province is Banff National Park?
Saskatchewan.
Incorrect. Name Canada's highest mountain, located in the Yukon Territory.
Go ahead with your
answer.
The McKinley.
Incorrect.
That's five. Okay. All right, Berrien Springs, you answered five questions for a total of extra 50 points. That means there's five questions that are still out there for River Valley. River Valley, because there's no setup, your time is going to start once Bill reads that first question.
Name Canada's oldest city.
Quebec.
Correct. Champlain founded Quebec City in what century?
1800s.
Incorrect. It was 1600s, 17th century. July 1st, the national holiday of Canada is called what?
Boxing Day.
Incorrect. It's Dominion Day or Canada Day. Which province is Banff National Park?
Pass.
Name Canada's highest mountain located in the Yukon Territory.
Mount Vernon.
Incorrect. It's Mount Logan. And which province is Banff National Park?
Montreal.
Alberta.
Yeah. Answered one. All right. River Valley, you answered one question for a total of 10 points. Now it's your turn to choose from the two remaining categories, verbs or PR?
We're going to go with PR.
PR it is.
There is a setup to PR?
Yes, there is. All right. What's the setup to PR? The
setup is all the answers start with PR. And so give the words beginning with PR as your answers.
If only it rhymed right. With...
All right. Your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
The capital and largest city of Rhode Island.
Providence.
Correct. The title of the royal male heir to the throne.
Prince.
Correct. Cost at which something is bought.
Price.
Advanced showing of a motion picture.
Picture.
Incorrect. The chemist who discovered oxygen.
Princeton.
Incorrect. The leading female dancer in a ballet.
Pass.
Reporters, editors, and others involved in communicating newsworthy events.
Project.
Incorrect. Any animal that lives by hunting others.
Predator.
Correct. A mischievous trick or practical joke.
Prank.
Correct. An edible crustacean closely resembling shrimp.
Pass.
The leading female dancer in a ballet.
Go ahead if you have an answer. Have an answer?
Pass.
Five. All right. River Valley, you answered five questions for a total of 50 points. That means that there's five possible questions out there for your Berrien Springs. Your time is going to start, or the setup one more time?
Set up. All answers will start with the letters PR. You give me the answers with those beginning with PR.
Your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
An advanced showing of a motion picture.
Premiere.
Incorrect. It's a preview.
Oh.
The chemist who discovered oxygen.
Pierre.
Priestley. The leading female dancer in a ballet.
Prima donna.
And Grace, prima ballerina. Oh. Reporters, editors, and others involved in communicating newsworthy events.
Press.
Correct.
Oh.
An edible crustacean closely resembling shrimp.
Prawn.
Correct. 22.
All right, Berrien Springs, she answered two questions for an extra 20 points. And cool. That ends our 60-second round. We'll check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is Berrien Springs 85, River Valley 80. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. First, from River Valley, Eden, what's happening at River Valley?
Tomorrow, the varsity girls basketball will play at Water of Elite. We have a band concert tonight. Saturday, there will be a solo ensemble for choir at SMC. And on Monday, both varsity basketball play at Brandywine at home.
Excellent. And Berrien Springs, what's happening at Berrien Springs, Matthews?
Greetings from Berrien Springs High School. Winter sports are close to wrapping up. Boys basketball district will be held at Berrien Springs High School on March 5th, 7th, and 9th. Congratulations to Ian Cleveland on his runner-up district individual wrestling. The BCS Quiz Bowl lead kicked off their season last night and will compete until March 14th. We hope everyone had a great Valentine's Day. Finally, we would like to thank Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lakeshore Schools, Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors, Jonah McDonough from State Farm Insurance, Signature Toyota for housing, and the radio stations of WSJM FM 94.9 for sponsoring this event.
Excellent. And we've got substitutions on both sides, so we're going to start up here with Berrien Springs. Introduce yourself, and what did you get for Valentine's Day?
My name is Alicia, and I got a big stuffed Triceratops for Valentine's Day.
Cool. And on River Valley?
My name's Kaylee, and I got a box of sushi.
Excellent. Was it good sushi?
It was good sushi. Yeah.
That's all that matters. All right. Well, let's begin the second half of today's academic challenge between Berrien Springs and River Valley. Your time is going to start once Bill reads that first question.
For 10 points, Bret Hart wrote a short story called The Outcasts of Poker Flat. Poker Flat was what kind of camp?
Griffin from River Valley.
A concentration camp.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs. Garrett from Berrien Springs.
A summer camp.
It was a mining camp. For 5 points, they've been found in Egyptian tombs dating from 2000 BC. What are the oldest known gambling implements?
Matthew from Berrien Springs.
Dice.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, unpainted surfaces are usually given a base or protective undercoat that either seals pores in wood or forms a corrosive resistance barrier. We call this coat of paint the base coat or the...
Ricardo from Berrien Springs.
Primer.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, while on the moon in 1971, how did Alan B. Shepard demonstrate the moon's low gravity?
Matthew from Berrien Springs.
He hit a golf ball.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, the official time scheduled for a horse race to begin is called what?
Griffin from River Valley.
Playtime.
Incorrect.
Matthew from Berrien Springs.
Runoff.
Incorrect. It's post time. For 5 points, what is the chemical change that produces alcohol in wine?
Matthew from Barren Springs.
Fermentation.
That is correct for 5 points. We'll talk about how you know that later.
For 15 points, during which two seasons are... During... Let's read this again. 15 points, during which two seasons are icebergs most likely to be formed?
Matthew from Barren Springs.
Winter and spring.
Incorrect.
Griffin from River Valley.
Winter and summer.
Incorrect. Spring and summer. For 15 points, the Japanese Constitution is primarily the work of what American?
Ricardo from Barren Springs.
General MacArthur.
That is correct. For 15 points. For 15 points, which country holds the mechanical arms used to move loads in the space shuttle?
Ricardo from Barren Springs.
Russia.
Incorrect.
River Valley, a chance to steal. Griffin from River Valley.
Great Britain.
That's Canada. For 20 points, the Iraqi flag is made up of three horizontal stripes, red on the top, white in the middle, and black on the bottom. What symbols of what color appear in the white middle portion of the flag?
Ricardo from Barren Springs.
Green.
More specific.
A gun, I believe.
incorrect.
I didn't hear the question.
River Valley, a chance to steal. Go ahead, Griffin from River Valley.
A yellow star.
Incorrect. You had the green right, and you had the star right. It's green stars. For 20 points. What class of organic chemical is formed when alkanes have a hydrogen atom replaced by a hydroxyl group? What class of organic chemical is formed when alkanes have hydrogen atom replaced by a hydroxyl group?
Time.
Oh, I split the... Let me answer.
Yeah, go ahead.
A noble gas?
Incorrect.
Barren Springs, chance to steal. Matthew from Barren Springs.
Aminic acid.
Incorrect. It's alcohols. For 15 points, when given the choice by Lieutenant Colonel William Travis, how many men decided to flee from the Alamo before the final Mexican assault?
Griffin from River Valley.
None.
Incorrect.
Matthew from Barren Springs.
One.
That is correct. It was Moses Rose, a veteran of the Napoleonic Wars. He stated that he had come to America to live, not to die. For 20 points, what organization assisted the plaintiff in Brown versus the Board of Education of Topeka?
Matthew from Barren Springs. A
lawyer?
Incorrect.
River Valley? Time.
It was the NAACP. For 15 points, let's assume white flowers are dominant over purple flowers. One parent has one purple, one white gene. The other parent has two white genes. What is the probability that an offspring will be white?
Griffin from River Valley.
100%.
That is correct for 15 points. For 20 points, this is a math question. What is the determinant of the array that contains the upper left element of 18, the upper right element of 5, the lower left element of 7, and the lower right element of 6?
Time.
Now the answer is 73. For 15 points, what nickname for Chicago, coined by a columnist in 1952, to depict the city as inferior, did the locals embrace?
Matthew from Barren Springs.
Windy City?
Incorrect.
Griffin from River Valley?
The Big Apple.
that's New York. It's Second City. For 20 points, Henry Purcell wrote which opera based on Virgil's Aeneid?
Time.
It's Dido and Aeneas.
And we're going to do the final question.
Oh, the final question. All right. Final question. We've got a good one picked out here. For 20 points, you might want to get your pencils out for this one. Match the following animals with the human inventions that mimic their natural abilities. First, the animals. A chameleon, armadillo, squid, scorpion. And now the inventions. Hypodermic needle, jet propulsion, tank, camouflage. Match those animals with those inventions.
Garrett from Barron Springs.
Camouflage with the chameleon, tank with the armadillo, the propulsion with the squid, and the hypodermic needle with the scorpion.
That is absolutely correct for 20 points.
Good job. All right. Well, that does it. That's the end of today's academic challenge match. We're going to tabulate the scores and announce the winner after this. A News Talk 94.9 WSJM. News Talk 94.9 WSJM's academic challenge to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 160 to 95 is the team from Berrien Springs. Congratulations, Berrien Springs.
Good game.
Thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our program is brought to you from the Signature Community Room at Signature Toyota, Hyundai, Mitsubishi on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with True Blue Financial, brought to you by Luke Brown and Vicki Holt, independent, uncomplicated, objective securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. And Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics. Again, next week at the same time, Bridgman and Lawrence go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.